Hello, board members. My name is Miguel Escobar, and first I'd like to thank everybody who partakes in the district in giving your time for our children. I am a physician assistant, and I've worked in healthcare for over 15 years. I have been working in the Valley in cardiology at the hospitals for about 3 years. And right now I work in internal medicine, and I also work with the Border Patrol screening the immigrants that come in. So I've had firsthand experience with COVID, especially before anybody in the media knew about it, because I have certain government clearance. So I'm here to talk about a lot of the misinformation that's out there. First of all, most people don't know in the general population the actual facts of what's going on with COVID, okay? Number one, because they don't know where to look for it, because it's very complicated even for a medical professional. Number two, you may not have the time, like most people here, to actually dig in deep and see the facts that are out there. Number three, and the most important, is that the government and many entities are actually censoring true factual information that I'm about to present to you. You can't find it. It's not out there. I understand that there, you might have some doctors on your board or doctors that come and help you out, but I can tell you one thing. If they're telling you something different than I'm about to tell you, they're either one, misinformed, and they're not looking in the right places. Two, they're straight up lying to you, and that would lead me to believe that who is paying you or who is influencing you to say these things. Number one, the case counts is absolutely obliterous. You could be run over by a car and you go into the ER, you say I'm short of breath because your blood is filling your lungs. And if they test you for COVID, you died of COVID, not a car accident. You could have known severe cardiovascular disease, which is what I'm partake in, and you come in with an absolute 100% heart attack, but they test you for COVID. What did you die of? COVID. What just happened about 2 weeks ago? CDC is now telling all the laboratories to stop using the PCRs that we've been using this whole time because they cannot decipher between the flu and COVID. So we have to stop using them. That information alone should stop this whole ridiculousness, okay? Number two, the masks. What is the dirtiest spot on your body? It is your mouth. If I'm pretty sure no one here would sit there and smell their anus and their private parts all day because that seems disgusting. But your mouth is dirtier than your private parts. Why would you sniff the bacteria that comes out of your mouth all day long and force that on our children? That is wrong. That is psychologically affects them, and you're going to implore more infections on them. There are literally studies that I can prove to you that are on the CDC website that are randomized controlled studies that show that nor hand washing nor wearing surgical masks, especially anything less than that, actually prevents you from getting infected, whether if you're infected or you're trying to prevent an infection. I can sit here alone on that topic for at least 3 hours and talk to you about how that is so ridiculous. Let's get to the most important part, because I'm very limited on time and I could sit here for hours and talk to you about this. The unvaccinated theory is nothing but BS, okay? Does anyone here know, especially the medical professionals here, that the CDC about a month and a half ago changed the requirement for hospitals and clinics to count a COVID case? If you are now vaccinated, you don't have to register that person as a COVID case if they have COVID. Even if they're in the hospital and dying of COVID, if they were vaccinated, you don't have to count that as a COVID case. Why are people saying, oh, the unvaccinated are filling the hospitals? Because the CDC has literally changed that. So if you get COVID and you're vaccinated, you don't count into the pool of people that are vaccinated. Does anybody here know that? I doubt it. Do we also know of the change in the PCR test? No, I doubt that. So you're a board for education, not health. There's never been a study on social distancing or any of these ridiculous practitioners that are in between you. So you're telling me that you're safe to breathe, but we're not safe to breathe? Even on the CDC, after 15 minutes of being in the same room with somebody, you're breathing in the same air, okay? So let's get past this ridiculousness, because it doesn't work. And then the vaccines, just a whole other nutshell case in itself. In 6 months, more people have died from this vaccine than in 20 years of every single vaccine given in America. Let that sink in 6 months. 12,000. And the VAERS reporting system, Harvard, who everyone should trust here, did a major study, and they found out that only 1% of all the adverse effects and deaths are actually reported. So imagine that. If 12,000 we know now have died, that's only 1%. 1%. What just came out last week that probably no one here knows because it's been censored. There was just now a lawsuit that went up against the CDC and the FDA because they found out that these pharmaceutical companies created their own adverse effects agencies where their reporting is happening there. And they found out that it seems now that in 3 days, over 45,000 people have died because of vaccine. I work with people who have COVID and not. I know more people that have died from the vaccine than that have died from COVID. Okay. I can sit here and give you so much information that will boggle your brain. Now, it is not our duty here to figure out what is going on in this country. Why are we being misinformed? Okay. That's not our duty. I could help you, but your duty is to focus on our children's education. Okay. And the buildings and whatnot that you have said, which is awesome that you take your pride in that, not my child's vaccination status. Okay. That is not your duty. And you should be worried about people wanting to vaccinate their children when this has killed more children than has ever happened in any history of vaccines. I have all this information and is readily accessible. My email is miguelaescobar55@gmail.com. Miguel A. Escobar 55 at gmail.com. I can provide you over 1,000 pieces of literature, especially over 300 showing that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin actually work. Because everyone that I have personally treated, I know not one person in my section of family or friends that has been hospitalized or died. So this whole craziness about the unvaccinated? No, you can still get COVID if you are vaccinated. You can still spread COVID if you are vaccinated. That is a false statement if someone thinks that because you are vaccinated, you are not going to spread this. And the biggest one of all is that there is still no proof that a child has actually infected a teacher or caused a death in any school in the world. Why are we worried about our children? If you truly care about their safety and their wellness, then why hasn't anyone mentioned that children in 2020 increased their suicide rates by fivefold? Fivefold. You want to know why my 3K, 4K student isn't going to go to Edinburgh? Because your protocols. Because most of the people that I talk to, well, I'm also in the upper echelons. Yeah, I'm a PA. I've lived here for long enough to know who runs around here. We don't want to put our children where you're going to put these partitioners or wearing a mask, or my kid's going to have to worry because he's touching and hugging his friend, which we've been doing the whole time. Why? Because I'm not going to sit at home on a TV screen making sure that my kid watches a screen when I don't even let him watch TV to begin with. Why are we going in reverse, people? I know everybody here probably partook in a chickenpox party like myself. I'm old enough to do that. Hey, it's okay. Let him get a little dirty. Why are we so scared of germs? Germs are what create immunity in the body. And what vaccines and medicine is trying to mimic in our bodies is the immune system. There is nothing stronger than our own immune system. But the school, if they really want to make a difference, and I can tell you this because I've served on many boards. I'm very active in the PA society, and I've been very active in politics my whole life. If you really want to make a difference, do what no one else is doing. Not one person at the CDC, FDA, or any of the AMA, you name it, DHR, none of them, STHS, nobody will sit here and tell the most unhealthiest city in America, voted twice now, okay? Hey, go exercise. Hey, focus on your eating. Hey, go outside, do something. Because the only way you're not going to get sick of COVID, and the only way we're going to really help the community into lowering deaths of people that are going to die because they're unhealthy, is to eat healthy and be healthy. And for our children, part of that is our social interactions. Our 3K, 4K completely depend on facial recognition and trusting a face that you can see, not a mask face. I would never put my child in that. And the people that I talk to, thousands of people a day, and you can see my spirit here, okay? And believe me, I will let them know. Do not get vaccinated, and don't put your child in something that's going to lower their education. It's going to lower everything about what's going on right now. We should not live in fear. If we start this with prayer, then you should know that God tells you, don't live in fear. We're always going to live infections. We're always going to live with diseases. The only way to get around that is live healthy, be healthy. So I implore you all, please look at the facts. Don't go by what the media says, because it's straight up lies. I can prove this to you 100%. I work in a facility at the Donna facilities. I work with children and adults all day long. We've seen over 70,000 people in tents that are like this. Do you think people wear masks in there? Why do you think they don't want people to go in there with cameras? Because it would put the whole pandemic to shame. Because no one's vaccinated, no one's wearing a mask, everybody's pretty much sick because they're immune. Imagine people coming over for a month, their immune system is to the floor, but not one person has died of COVID. And just right now, another study that just came out by Johns Hopkins just came out with a study with over 48,000 kids showing that no healthy child died of COVID, that the only children that died of COVID were the very severely ill, which most of those children can't even be in school. So get over the fear. The masks don't work, okay? Hug thy neighbor, love thy neighbor, and everything will be okay. God bless you all. I hope that you actually inquire to me, because most doctors that I know have no idea what I'm talking about, and they do not know where to search for this information. I can show you the randomized controlled trials, if that's what you want. I can show you the evidence. I can give you affiliations to doctor groups that I'm part of that are actually suing companies and CDC and FDA to make a change. If you want to be the district that all the children go to, be the one that makes the change. Because I'm telling you, parents out there are starting to realize what's going on. And this is not a health board. This is a school board. God bless you all. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was the last one.
Very good. I like to go ahead and make a motion